Bricker scores. Warsaw leads 46-15 after the Winchester miss. And there's a ball tipped out of bounds. Bricker right now is everywhere. It must feel to Taylor Burkhart like there's about four Warsaw Lady Tigers to number 10 jerseys out there at the same time. On the inbounds, they get it in. Branham almost handed it to Edwards. Edwards went down at midcourt and somehow got it off to Branham. And then Branham threw an elbow into the chest of Chastain. Play goes on. Edwards threw to the lane, threw it away. Neely the steal. Alexis races down the middle of the floor. One hands it off to Bricker. Give and go to Neely. Neely wasn't ready for that. And it's taken away by Northwood. A minute into the third, Warsaw leads by 31. Down the side of the lane, Edwards. Off balance shot, good shot. Edwards puts it in. Jocelyn now is six. Bricker, a 50-foot pass to Neely. Then her pass inside to Wren is taken away by Edwards. You knew Northwood wasn't going to quit. That's just not in their DNA. Long jump shot, right corner, no good by Heflin. Tipped out of bounds by Payne for Northwood. Lady Tiger ball. Johnson did not start the second half. She pops off the bench and comes in now for Edwards. 6:35 left to play in our third quarter. Warsaw on their way to their fourth straight win. They will be challenged a couple times this weekend. Remember last year how exciting that was to be getting those updates. Bricker had the ball poked away by Hartman. It's stolen by Branham. Ella takes it to the left, throws it back to Hartman down to the right corner for Heflin. Heflin up the baseline, throws it across and tipped out of bounds by Kelsey Wren. I remember getting those updates from back here in the Tiger Den while we were at Homestead on Friday and Huntington North on Saturday, and the reports were they're winning again. They're up by 8 in the third quarter. They're up by 10 in the fourth quarter. Amazing. Whistle, 5-second call. Branham ran out of time and ran out of options. Turnover. Warsaw ball again. Bricker will walk it up. Northwood switches out of their zone, goes man-to-man. Neely puts her head down, drives in, whistle, traveling call. Lenny Krebs not happy with the way his team has come out here in the first 2 minutes and 3 seconds of quarter three. Lucy Andrew into the game for Alexis Neely for the Lady Tigers. Lucy and her teammates won the JV game 45-23. Inbounds to Johnson midcourt. Bricker stole it. Bricker races in, crosses over, and scores. 24 now for Bricker. Too shy of her career high. Hartman across the line to Johnson. Johnson right side and a whistle, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Johnson shoved off against Chastain. Taylor Burkhart, who, by the way, is an official also. Frustration boiling over a little bit on his part, and you can understand. He doesn't have the best angle. He certainly didn't have the angle that we had. And the Northwood players have come out to play hard. They're going to fight, and good for them. But they come in a little feisty, too. It's Bricker's pass is tipped to the near side for Winchester. To the corner to Bricker. Out to Lucy Andrew. Out of the far side to Wren. Down to the corner for Chastain. Chastain picks up her dribble, finds Wren in the corner. She'll turn and shoot for three, and it's good. Her fourth three-pointer of the season, her first points of this game, and it's 51-17 Lady Tigers. A point away from the mercy rule kicking in. Branham trapped on the sideline, whistle, and it's going to be a held ball, and the arrow belongs to Northwood. McManus comes into the game. Wren comes out. A Tuesday night in the Tiger Den. Another very successful one for Warsaw, where they have crested the 30-point lead mark. They beat Penn by 19, 69-50 here last Tuesday. Pass the high post to Payne. She finally gets it farther out than she wants. Took one dribble and kicked it back out. Heflin on the baseline, into McManus, under the basket all the way out, slipped it inside, Bricker knocked it away, and Johnson comes out of there with it, and then Johnson jumps on top of her. Johnston gets up smiling. She's fine. Arrow belongs to Warsaw. That's another turnover for the Panthers. Winchester, Bricker, Chastain, McManus, and Andrew out there for Warsaw. 4.5 minutes to go in the third. Warsaw leads 51-17. Chastain right corner to Andrew. One hands it out to Winchester. She'll go against the grain and flip it back to Chastain. McManus trade out. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Winchester triple teamed in the corner to Lucy Andrew. Then her pass is out to Bricker on the right wing. Winchester swings it to Chastain. Left corner, McManus for three. Bricker, an offensive rebound. She's surrounded. Chastain straight out for three. No good. Tipped by Andrew, grabbed by Payne. Northwood with the ball, trailing by 34. Right side for Payne. 25 feet from the back, or I'm sorry, for Branham. Good touch pass. Heflin down in deep. Payne scores. Her third field goal. She has six. 51-19. Warsaw by 32. 3:40 left to play in our third stanza. Traveling. Get a sloppy turnover there. Bricker gave the ball to Chastain too close to her and gave her at an awkward angle. Brandy had to turn her body and it didn't work out well, and she did take an extra step. She gets the turnover there, but really the pass was the problem. Hartman across the line into a double team. Heflin to Johnson on the left. Back across to Yoder. Yoder back across. Ball tipped away and taken. Chastain the steal and the score. Braley's first two of the game makes it 53-19 Warsaw. 3:15 left to go third quarter. Warsaw back within a point, and there's a foul called on Bricker. Jocelyn with her first. Warsaw point away from invoking the mercy rule, which means the clock would run for the remaining 3:10 of this quarter. They would stop to talk and then start the fourth quarter, and then the clock would continue to run with rare exception. Bricker comes out of the game. So does McManus. Wren is in. So is Neely. And on the inbounds, they get it into Johnson. Her pass goes to Hartman. Hartman in the baseline side. Trapped. Threw it inside. Hit a foot. It's a Northwood foot. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. 3:03 left. Neely runs the point with this particular group out there. One hands it into the corner for Andrew. Back out to Wren. Down to the block for Andrew for Neely. Shot an air ball. Andrew, though, the rebound. Lobs it out to Neely. Now to Winchester. Back to Neely. Near corner, Chastain. Chastain dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it across to Lucy Andrew. Down to the baseline, Winchester, 15 feet out. Up the baseline, got around Payne. Tried to throw it across the lane. It's tipped and taken away by Johnson. Johnson up the near side, runs into Andrew, crosses over, throws a far side Hartman, 2:28 to go, third quarter. Payne above the block, takes it in, shoots it, but whistle and traveling. Claire just hasn't got comfortable this whole game. She just, that time she was wide open. Winchester actually was about an arm length away when she caught the ball, and Brooke did not engage her. She's like, if you want to shoot it from there, go right ahead. And Claire stumbled. Layla Knapp to the scorer's table. Play continues first. On the weave, Chastain. Back to the right, Winchester. Inside, tried to throw it over Payne. Not a good idea. Out of bounds. Last touch by Lucy, and it belongs to Northwood. And the turnovers are mounting up here in the third quarter on the Lady Tigers. They only had five through the first two quarters. And Northwood wants timeout. It is a full. 2:08 left to play in our third quarter. Warsaw 53, Northwood 19. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you. Steve Scott's back at the station. Northwood ball, Warsaw leading 53-19. 2:08 left to play in our third quarter. Warsaw still pressing. Ball tipped out of bounds by Lucy Andrew, who we affectionately refer to as Warsaw's troublemaker. We couldn't mean that in better way. She is trouble for everyone else, not for the Lady Tigers. Inbound pass tipped by Chastain and tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. Right now, Northwood's coach is trying to figure out a way just to get the ball inbounds because Warsaw's pressure continues to give them fits in that. Kelsey Wren, left wing. Crossed to Knepp on the right. Back to the near side, Chastain. Drives in, throws it out to Neely, who's back in the game. Not a Wren. Oh, threw it to Andrew again, who wasn't looking, and it's another Warsaw turnover. And that was a conversation just held between Lenny Krebs and Lucy. It's like, hey, you're wide open. Be ready for it. Johnson, DePayne, foul called. Neely had two hands in the middle, clears back. It'll be a non-shooting foul out of bounds with 1:41 to go in our third quarter. Warsaw 53, Northwood 19. It was 22-0, Lady Tigers, and they've never looked back. On the inbound, good move. Davis puts it in. Well-executed inbounds play for Northwood. 53-21. Knepp toward the right corner, guarded by Payne. Out top to Chastain. Ooh, threw it. Good catch by Kelsey Wren to keep that inbounds. Knepp out to Andrew. Not a Neely between the circles. Alexis drives against Davis, drives in. Had her shot blocked by Davis and grabbed by Davis underneath the basket. Yoder's got it for Northwood. They've been on the verge of having the mercy rule invoked, but they have held their ground and kept Warsaw at bay. Hartman to the deep corner, lost the ball, out of bounds. Turnover Hartman and Northwood, out of bounds the Lady Tigers. Bricker and Winchester come back into the game with 57.8 left in the third. Winchester in for Knepp. Bricker in for Andrew. Zartman already out with an ankle injury. Don't know about her status for the weekend. They will need her against Ben Davis and Westfield. Bricker, 44 seconds. Looks like Warsaw wants to play for the last shot of the quarter here. Chastain, skip pass across far side to Wren. Now back to the top for Bricker. Right side Winchester, 32 seconds. Winchester to Wren. Wren now to Bricker. Bricker looking left and right, dribbles right, hands off on the weave to Wren, 20 seconds. Winchester directing things, and now Bricker comes out to get it. She backs into the center circle, and she's guarded by Branham. Bricker takes the lane, floating eight-footer, no good. Got her own rebound, put it back up, no good. And have the rebound tipped off her hand and out of bounds. It belongs to Northwood. Tigers with only 9 points here in this quarter. As many turnovers as field goals, I think. Yoder across the line, 2 seconds, one. A floater at the baseline won't go. And through three, Warsaw leads Northwood 53-21. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.